Senator Harris, why do you want to represent Illinois in the U.S. Senate?
Well, Illinois needs a leader. They need someone who understands the issues from a personal point of view and a political point of view. I'm someone who grew up in an impoverished community, understood that it took education, determination, hard work, but more importantly, it took an opportunity to lift myself and my family out of poverty into the middle class. And that's something I'm proud of because I knew that education was going to be the gateway for opportunity. And we need someone with real life experience, someone who understands what poverty feels like, someone who understands that when you work hard and you've given an opportunity to succeed, that you take that opportunity and you make life better for others. And I'm someone who's experienced that. I know how to create jobs. I'm a job creator. And I'm the only candidate in this race that can actually say that. And it, right now, at a time when Illinois politics and our national politics are so divided, we need someone with calm, someone with a common sense, everyday approach to get things done.
You know, Senator Harris, as you say that, I do want to get to what's going on right now in the Illinois legislature, but I wanted to ask you first how you think your experience representing Illinois' 15th district in the state house, how that's equipped you to deal with the partisan nature of Washington politics.
Well, I think my life experiences helped me to deal with that. You know, coming from the background that I come from as a business owner, you deal with different people in different sections, and also from professional sports. When you think about a locker room, you think about a melting pot, and that's our country. That's our state. You have guys from all over, from every social economic background there is, and yet you come together for a common purpose. And I think the reason why you do that is because in the locker room, we get to know each other. You know, I get to know what's his family like and what things that he likes and what things that I like, and we exchange and share information. And I think that experience goes hand in hand with what we should be doing in the political arena. We should be getting to know each other, get to know each other's districts. And as I've been traveling around this state, I've got an opportunity to know more. I go reach across the aisle and go talk with Republican lawmakers and see what are things that are important to them. And I share them what are things that are important to me. And when you talk about my district is very diverse. You have urban part of my district. You have a rural part of my district. You have a pretty rich middle-class district, and you have pockets of poverty. So I understand these issues from front to back and how to deal with, and I've done well with dealing with all aspects of the socioeconomic sphere.
Can you give us an example maybe for listeners who aren't familiar with your track record in the Illinois Senate, how you feel like you've reached across the aisle?
Well, we've done a bipartisan measure. One of my first bills was an insurance bill, and it was a bill that was tried before. The guy named Rocky Clark, it's Rocky's Law. It was a bill dealing with a young man who was catastrophically injured playing high school sports here in Illinois. And it was a measure that before I got there, they said that no one came to the Republican side of the aisle to even talk to them about some of the concerns they had for the bill. So I worked with Senator Severson from Rockford to get this bill passed, and it was something I was proud of because it got bipartisan support. Just recently, last year, we introduced a new concussion protocol that was bipartisan support. These are return-to-play measures right here in the state of Illinois to deal with athletes who are suffering from concussions and concussion-like syndrome. These are just a few of the measures, but I voted on criminal justice reform that had bipartisan support and many other measures that impact communities all across Illinois, whether that's health care, whether that's public safety. And when you talk about appropriations and you talk about budgeting, you know, right now we're in an eight-month stalemate, but prior to Governor Romney's administration, we've passed budgets that actually made sense, budgets that took care of working-class families all across Illinois.
And as you say that, I wonder what you would say to voters who might ask about, we're talking about the bipartisan nature of things, and I'm thinking particularly about the conversation that's happening in Washington now about President Obama and planning to nominate someone to replace Justice Scalia on the Supreme Court. I wanted to ask what you think the president should do, and would you support a Republican nominee if that's who he nominated for Senate? For the Supreme Court Justice.
Well, for me, I don't believe it matters if you are Democrat, Republican, or independent when it comes to justice. Justice should always be blind. And I think that the president has a duty under Article 2 of the United States Constitution to appoint someone to the United States Supreme Court. We have too many important decisions to be rendered. So when you talk about a Supreme Court justice, you're talking about someone who should be articulate in regards to the rule of law, someone who's impartial, and someone who understands law and applies it according to our present-day situations, what's going on now. So justice should be blind, and I think it's his duty to appoint someone, and I think it's rightfully so that the Senate should hold fair hearings to ensure that they appoint someone to fill this void.
If you were elected, what issues can voters expect you to be most active on?
Jobs. When you look around our country, we know that we've experienced a recession back in 2008, and steadily we're making progress. But too many Americans and too many Illinoisans are still struggling and lagging behind the financial sphere. We have too many struggling families and not enough income coming into our households in which we are not able to grow the middle class. We need to invest in our infrastructure. We need to invest in education. We need to invest in small businesses to continue to create the jobs that our communities need. So jobs is going to be something at the forefront of my agenda. Working on student loan debt is going to be at the front because we're crippling our next generation of leaders. We're telling them to go to college and be the very best they can be. And once they leave, they're saddled spending the rest of their lives paying off debt. So you can expect me to work on jobs, education, transportation infrastructure, because those are the sustainable jobs that our communities need.
Senator Harris, one last question for you. We've talked several times about the state, the fiscal state that Illinois is in right now. Obviously, we're in a situation where we have a lack of a budget because of lawmaker inaction. What would you say to voters who might ask, why should we trust you to go to Washington when Illinois lawmakers haven't done a great job this year?
Well, I think if you look at my body of work and the things I've advocated for, it speaks for itself. I'm someone who's been consistent, someone who's always took the needs of the citizens first, and that's what I bring to the table. When it comes to policy making, we all know that we need a budget, that we need to take care of our most vulnerable and the people that need the services that we provide as a state government. But you can't put the blame on one elected official because of inactivity of a general body. We know the issues. We've sent a spending plan to the governor. The governor has vetoed it and making it his business to hold the state budget hostage because of his turnaround agenda. We've done our jobs and passed our spending plan. It's up to the governor to take action.
Napoleon Harris is a state senator representing Illinois' 15th district, South Suburban Chicago, and he's running for the U.S. Senate. The primary is on March 15th. Thanks for being with us, Senator Harris.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.